Good morning and welcome, all glory to God. Welcome to Daily Jesus Time with Pastor Josh Pan. Pastor Josh Pan loves you guys and Jesus loves you even more. And we're so glad that you're here to be able to hear the word of God and to be with us because we know that God is so good and His mercies are new every morning. And He loves you and He cares for you. And that's why He gave you His word in order to build you up, to bring you into somewhere that is greater. And that He is walking with you in every step of the way. Whatever you're going through, God understands, He knows, and He wants to be with you. And so today we're doing a daily devotion from 2 Kings chapter 19, verse 29 to 37. And it's talking about our faithful God, how God is so faithful. He's faithful yesterday, He's faithful today, and He's faithful tomorrow and forevermore. And so our God is faithful. And in this passage, we just had King Hezekiah be threatened by the enemies, by the Assyrian king, and was threatening to take him away, to kill him, and also to destroy Jerusalem. But Hezekiah did not surrender. Instead, he went to the one true God. He went to the prophet first, Isaiah, and Isaiah reassured him that he would be protected, that God would be faithful to provide for them, give them strength to overcome the enemy. And likewise, once the enemy came back to attack him again and to threaten him again, and Hezekiah, the king, the good king of Israel, of Judah, he went to God personally and petitioned to God on behalf of Israelites. And what happened? God came through for him. And so we get to see in this passage how God is so faithful. He never lets us down. He's faithful to the end. And God, He is victorious. And so we can walk in Him, trust in Him, and be in His will each and every day. Amen. So, let's read the Word of God and listen to the very end, because we know the Word of God is alive and powerful. It is able to bring you out of darkness into His marvelous light. It is so rich, rich like gold and silver, so rich that you want to stay. And we know if you want, if you need, we all need God. So, if you don't understand it, but we will have wonderful reflections, wonderful outline of what it's talking about. I'll break it down for you guys, and it's going to be so good. It's going to be so powerful. And I'm always touched by it. And you, I believe you are too. And so, let's start 2 Kings chapter 19, verse 29 to 37. This will be a sign for you, O Hezekiah. This year you will eat what grows by itself, and the second year what springs from that. But in the third year, sow and reap, plant vineyards, and eat their fruit. Once more a remnant of the house of Judah will take root below and bear fruit above. For out of Jerusalem will come a remnant, and out of Mount Zion a band of survivors, and the zeal of the Lord God Almighty will accomplish this. Therefore, this is what the Lord says concerning the king of Assyria. He will not enter this city or shoot an arrow here. He will not come here before it with shield or build a siege ramp against it. And by the way that he came, he will return, and he will not enter this city, declares the Lord. I will defend the city and save it for my sake and for the sake of David my servant. And that night the angel of the Lord went out and put death 185,000 men in the Assyrian camp. And when the people got up the next morning, there were all dead bodies. So Sennacherib, king of Assyria, broke camp and withdrew. And he returned to Nineveh and stayed there. And one day, when he was worshiping in the temple of his god Nisroch, his sons Adramelech and Sarezer Sarezer cut him down with a sword, and they escaped to the land of Ararat. And Esarhaddon, his son, succeeded him as king. Heavenly Father, Father, we thank you for loving us. We thank you for being with us, and we thank you for never letting us down. Father God, we pray that your spirit would be here as we go through this live stream, that you would be glorified, you would be lifted high, and that we would praise you in all that we do, all that we say. Father God, we know that you are in charge and that you are Lord over all. So speak to us, teach us, and let us walk in your ways. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Amen. I'm going to take a quick drink of water. Praise to the Lord. So this morning, baby Noah, I was just taking care of him. And then as I was changing his diapers, he peed himself and he started crying. And now he's eating his little breakfast. And so right now, it's just you and me. We're here. And we give thanks to God for a new day and for a new word from the Lord our God. And we see here in 2 Kings chapter 19, verse 29 to 37, how God is faithful to deliver his people. How God has never let his own people, his own believers down. And God is good. And God is with them. When they call upon the Lord, he comes through for them. When they call upon the Lord, God defends them, defends the city, and defends the land of Jerusalem because of Hezekiah going to God first instead of going to man, going to the one true God who is able to do abundantly, exceedingly above what you can imagine and what you can think of and what you can ask of. And so as Hezekiah was before the Lord and he petitioned to him personally, you have direct access to him too. He was able to hear from the word of God through the prophet Isaiah. And you too are able to hear the word of God through the Bible, through the word of God that was written for you by God to equip you with everything that you need in order to fight in your life, in order to overcome the hardships in your life. Amen. So we're going from 29. Verse 29, we can see that the Lord's sign of assurance was given to Hezekiah, which the judgment was pronounced upon Sennacherib, the Assyrian king, the enemy. And the Lord said, I'm with you to the very end. And the Lord said that Judah would recover from the invasion after 2 years. And would sow and reap in the third year. It did not happen immediately. Well, they started recovering, but they started sowing and reaping on the third year. And God was with them through that whole thing. And that Judah, the kingdom of Judah, the kingdom of Israel, would be left with a remnant of survivors who would experience a miraculous growth in population. God would give a remnant out of Jerusalem, which is spoken about in Isaiah chapter 10, verse 20 to 23, where it says, and remnant will return. That means people will have a chance to return to Jerusalem, return to Israel, return to Judah from exile. It says in verse 20, now the day of the remnant of Israel and those of the house of Jacob who have escaped will never again rely on the one who struck them, but truly rely on the Lord, the Holy One of Israel. A remnant will return, the remnant of Jacob, to the mighty God. For though your people, O Israel, may be like the sand of the sea, only a remnant, a small part within them, will return. A destruction is determined, overflowing with righteousness, for a complete destruction, one that is decreed, the Lord God of hosts will execute in the midst of the whole land. So remnant is a small part of survivors, but at least there's a small part of the believers that survived to tell the story to talk about the Messiah, to talk about how the Lord God has saved them from the invasion of the powerful world superpower nation, Assyria, the enemy of that time. And this is a clear and unmistakable declaration of God. The Assyrian king would not conquer Jerusalem. They would not enter into the city. They would not attack, would not shoot an arrow or lay a siege ramp. And likewise, the enemy is going to try to attack you. They're going to try to attack you mentally, physically, and in all aspects of your life. But you know that God, He assures you, He will protect you. He will lead you. He will give you everything that you need in order to withstand the attacks of the devil. In fact, He will stop them from attacking them. And so, we can see this unmistakable declaration from God was that the Assyrian king would not conquer them, would not overtake them, would not be able to take their land, and that they, the enemy, would even flee from them, would return to their own land, and would not enter Jerusalem, which was a strong re-emphasis that God is in control, and God is protecting Jerusalem. And we can see right now how Israel is being attacked by all places, Lebanon, Hamath, Iran, and they have the Iron Dome. But the real Iron Dome, the real hand that is upon them right now, is the hand of God that is protecting them, that is shielding them. And so we must repent and turn to the one true God and trust in God, that God would defend His city, His people, His believers. And this reason was that the city would be defended by God Himself, by His owner, honor, for the sake of David. King David, he made a vow that he would protect David. He made a vow that a son would take after David in every generation and descendants that he had until the very end, which is Jesus. Jesus comes from the line of David. And so God was protecting His promise, His prophecy, His word. And Jesus came from that line. And so we see in verse 35, the judgment of God against Assyria and Sennacherib. And the prophecy of Isaiah was fulfilled. The angel of the Lord went into the Assyrian camp and executed 185,000 soldiers during the night. Jerusalem was small. King Hezekiah's army was tiny, was small compared to that. They did not have 2,000 men to ride horses. They did not have enough men to fight against the enemy. But God is stronger. And God sends angels to watch over you, to watch over me. God sends angels to protect you. And His angels are legions of angels. And they protect you. The angel of God is able to protect you and even execute the enemies, even destroy them. It's 185,000 soldiers during the night. And then the Assyrian survivors, they were stunned. They were shocked. They were perplexed. And they broke camp. And they withdrew. And they returned to Nineveh, the capital city of Assyria, and stayed there. They ran away. They fled for their life. They were shocked. 185,000 soldiers during the night. The one that surrounded Jerusalem, the one that threatened Jerusalem, the one that threatened the people of God. It shows that if God is with you, and if He is for you, then who can stand against you? God is for you, and He's fighting for you each and every day. He's fighting for a relationship with you so that you may return to Him and have a relationship with Him, so that you may have this life eternal in His presence forevermore. in the promised land in heaven, where there's no more sorrow, no more sickness, no more disease. This is the Lord our God that we serve. This is the Lord our God that loves each and every one of you. And the Assyrian king, Sennacherib, that was marching against them, was later assassinated while worshiping his false god. And he was killed by his own two sons, Adramelech and Sharezer. And he was succeeded by his son, Esarhaddon. And we can see how God is operating, how God is working in all this way. And I might ask, how do you see God in this passage? How do you see God in 2 Kings chapter 19, verse 29 to 37? And we see how God, He is with Jerusalem. He's with His believers. And He's with King Hezekiah. Just like He's with you everywhere you go. And you're not alone. You might feel alone in your situation. But God says, you're not alone. Because I am with you. I am the Lord your God. And I fight with you. I'm with you in the fire. I'm with you as you face your giants. I'm with you in the storm. I'm with you as you're struggling. I'm with you. And I will bring you out of the darkness into my marvelous light. I will bring you into a better place. And I will deliver you out of the hand of the enemies in my own ways. In this case, God brought Hezekiah and Jerusalem in the kingdom of Judah out of the enemy's hand when they were surrounded by 200 plus people, army that was going to take them over, that threatened them. Their 2,000 army, they had 10 times more people than Judah. The enemy was bigger. But we live not by sight, but by faith. We live by faith alone. And we walk by faith and not by sight. And so when we see the things around us, it may look too big. It may look too threatening. It may look impossible to get past. But for God, it's not impossible. We are limited, but God is limitless. God has all powerful, all power, all glory, all honor, all knowledge, all wisdom. And He's able to overcome. And He's able to send His angels to come through for each one of you guys. You guys are not alone. You may be struggling, but God is able to deliver you. And He's able to save you. And He's able to save your family. And He's able to heal you and your family as well. This is our God that we love, that we serve. And we see how God, when He speaks, His words are true. His words are promises. And that's why we read the Word of God, to be able to hear what God speaks and what God promises, and to be able to base our life and root our life and anchor our life upon His blessings, His promises, and to allow God to reassure you that He never lets you down, that He's faithful to the very end. And yes, even though we don't deserve it, even though we sinned and transgressed against God, God still came through for you. Even when we've fallen short of the glory of God, we all sinned and we deserve to be separated from Him. We deserve to be punished. We deserve consequences for our mistakes. And that mistake, that consequence, is eternal separation from God. God who's love, God who's care. Imagine a life without God. Then life would be so much harder. But He did not leave you with that condemnation, did not leave you with that consequence. Instead, through His mercy, through His grace, through His love, He gave you the gift of everlasting, eternal life in Christ, through Christ, our Lord, our Savior.
because God so loved the world that he sent his only begotten Son. Whoever shall believe in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. Because of what Jesus done on that cross, he came from heaven to earth to die on the cross for your sin. After living a perfect life that you cannot live, being a living sacrifice, a perfect sacrifice, the Lamb of God, to satisfy the wrath of God, to cover you with his blood so that you may be made righteous. He died on the cross, and he was buried for 3 days. But he did not stay dead. He rose from the dead victoriously, strong, mighty, defeating sin and death, overcoming the world, overcoming your situation, overcoming the darkness, so that you may experience this eternal life in Christ. And God is able to turn the enemy away from you. In fact, when you call on the name of Jesus, the devil will flee from you. The demons shudder at the name of Jesus. So when you say, Jesus is my Lord, he's my King, Jesus is my protector, he's my provision, and he gives me all that I need, all that I desire, which is him and him alone. No one can stand against me when I have Jesus on my side. The devil flees from you. God is working. He's fighting for you. You're not alone. The enemy may seem too big, but God is even bigger. God is even stronger. And just like God defended this city, he will defend you as well. Just like he defends you, this city, for his namesake and for his son, his servant, David. He defends you because you are his servant. And he has great plans for you. And through you, you will bless so many people. And he does this for his sake, to honor and glorify him. Because Jesus is real. Jesus is the one that sets us free from the bondage of hell, the bondage of sin, the bondage of the world. And we see God, he's in control. He is in control of all things, of the angels. And the angels that he sends wounds and destroys 185 people of the enemy's camp. God is more powerful than you can imagine. If you feel all alone, feel like there's so many enemies around you, you turn to God today. Turn to the Lord Jesus, our Messiah, and he will deliver you. God is a God who delivers, and a God is a God who keeps his promises. Amen. And so this deliverance promised by God through his prophet Isaiah was a wonderful deliverance from God to its people. And we can see how Judah had remnants and survivors. And you too, we too, will survive because we are the light of the world and we are the salt of the earth. And we are representatives of God here on earth. And so, until the Lord comes, we will be here declaring his name, having Jesus time, having wonderful times to praise him each and every day. Because he's the greatest gift of all time. Because Jesus is Lord, our Savior, our Messiah. Wherever you're from, Korea, Africa, Europe, United States of America, God is not limited to one place, one ethnicity. He's for you and fighting with us. Fighting for us. And he's already won the battle. And so in every season of life, may you seek Jesus to be your Lord and Savior. Go from Jesus to Jesus, not Jesus to the world, but Jesus to Jesus in every season, so that you will see victory to victory, glory to glory, faith to faith, life to life, strength to strength, Jesus to Jesus in your life. Praise the Lord. Because He is so good. And He is the way, the truth, the life. He is the faithful God who never lets us down. So in 2 Kings chapter 19, verse 29 to 34, we can see hope restored. How God promises a forthcoming harvest, offering hope to the remnant who survives the exile. He also promises the king of Assyria would not enter the city, and that God would defend His people for His sake out of faithfulness to His covenant, His promise, His agreement with David. And in the midst of uncertainty, God reminds you that He is firmly in control. And when you put your trust in Him, you can rest assured that you will be safe in Him. You will find refuge in Him. He will be your strong tower. Even though you may not know exactly how the things will turn out, how God will deliver you, when you are in the center of God's will, you do not have to be afraid. You do not have to fear the threats and the storms that you encounter in life, because the steadfastness, the faithfulness of God's sovereignty offers you stability, offers you security, offers you peace within life. We praise the Lord because hope is found in the Lord Himself. And so many people, they need hope. They need God. They need a way out. And God is the way out. He's the one that gives us hope. A lot of people are trapped. A lot of people are feeling trapped. Feeling like it's that dead end. Anxious about the future. Depressed because they're living in the past. Living in shame. In regret. But you don't have to live that way anymore. When you live in Christ, you live in victory. When you live in Christ, you are a new creation. The old is gone. It no longer holds on to you. And the new has come. You are a new creation in Christ. When you're in Christ, you can see breakthrough in your life. You can see the love of God come through in your life. You can see how God never lets you down. How He will help you through the difficulties of life, through the things that are too big for you. It's not too big for God. God will protect you because He loves you. He cares for you and He fights for you each and every day. And He even sends His angels to protect you as well, to surround you. Amen. Praise the Lord. So there's hope restored in the Lord. You will find security and peace. You will see the Holy Spirit reside in your heart and transform you so that you become a more confident individual in Christ. And that's why you want to seek Him each and every day. You want to grow in Him every day by reading His Word, by praying to Him every day, by being equipped with the Word of God. And as you do that every day, you become 1% better each and every day. And that 1% will become exponentially growth, will result exponential growth. And you will see this exponential, supernatural growth in your life. Within a month, so much can change. And you will see the fruit of the Spirit, the fruits of the Spirit, fall from the trees, from your tree. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, gentleness, faithfulness, self-control. All these things that you need to get through life, that people need in life, are falling off your tree that you're sharing with other people. You're feeding other people with this love, this eternal peace and wonderful joy that God has for you. And that comes from God. Only God. And our hope is in God. Our hope is not in the world. Our hope is not in our money, in our finance, in our talents, in our time. Our hope is in God Himself. And when you submit to Him and be humble, then He is able to elevate you. He's able to bless you. He's able to protect you. He's able to come through for you. But if you are prideful, and if you let your ego take over your life, and you put hope in yourself, you're going to find yourself end up in a dead end. You're going to find yourself with a void in your heart, empty, lost, broken, without any way to get out. And that's why you must put your hope in God and let Him restore that hope over and over. You must come to Him, repent, and commit to Him every day. It must not just be a spark of motivation, because motivation will just fade away. But if you are motivated, let that motivation become a habit, and that habit become your character, and that character go towards your destination. You gotta start today. You cannot wait for tomorrow. You cannot procrastinate, for tomorrow is not guaranteed. You gotta say yes to Jesus. And when you say yes to Jesus, then when you die, you know that's gonna be the start of eternal life in Christ. But if you reject Him, if you say no to Him, then when you die, then that will be the beginning of eternal separation from God. So, say yes to Jesus today. Have Jesus time each and every day. And that's why I long to have this Jesus time to the very end, until my voice fades away. To the very end, until I cannot offer anymore. To the very end, till I die. To live is Christ. To lift Him up, Jesus Christ, our Lord, our Savior. To live is Christ, and to die is gain. And you'll gain so much more. Your treasures are in heaven, and that eternal life is in Him, His eternal presence, which is so good. And so we praise Him, for He is great. He is mighty. He is wonderful. He is our hope, our Savior, our love, and He never lets us down. He saves us from being exiles of the world. And now we are part of this kingdom of God. We have passport to heaven. We have a way to God, and that is through Jesus Christ Himself. And then, listen carefully to 2 Kings chapter 19, verse 35 to 37. It really talks about the reflection of God fighting for you. You're not fighting this battle alone. You're not fighting alone. A lot of people feel like they're going through life alone. But you're never truly alone when you have Jesus on your side. When you accept Him as your Lord and Savior, when you accept the gift of the Holy Spirit that He has given you, then you are not alone. And if God fights for you and He is on your side, then who can be against you? No one can stand against our God. Our God is mighty to save. And God, He's too powerful. He defeated the world, defeated the devil, defeated sin and death. And He's for you. And today's passage narrates God's remarkable intervention as He decisively destroys the Assyrian armies and Sennacherib without the intervention of Hezekiah and his army. Hezekiah did not lose one man. Hezekiah did not lose one resource. And instead, God came through. God's divine intervention was shown through this passage. How He destroyed the enemy, destroyed the army, and the angel of the Lord destroys the once invincible Assyrian army in one single night. In one moment, the tides turned completely, and Sennacherib is also cured by his own sons as he worships in the temple of his false gods. His own gods, made of wood, made of stone, could not save him, could not bring him out of this shamble. There's only one true living God, El Shaddai, God Almighty, God of more than enough, Jehovah Jireh, my provider, God who provides for all my need, Emmanuel, God who's with us, with every step of the way, He is with you. This is our God, Jesus Christ, our Lord, our Savior. And He's with you every step of the way. And He fights for you. He fought for you even unto death. He gave up His divinity, His power, His glory in heaven and he came from heaven to earth to live a life that we could not live, a perfect life that was sinless in a relationship with the Heavenly Father in God's will. And he was doing God's ministry and teaching and showing the way. And then he died as a criminal, even when he did nothing wrong. And he took 39 lashes on your back, on his back, which tore his skin with stone and glass that tore him up. And I would be on the ground with 10 lashes, be dead probably. But he took 39 lashes, and then he carried the cross up the Mount of Skull. And then he was nailed to the cross. His hands and feet were pierced for our transgressions. And then he was stabbed with a javelin to make sure he was really dead. And he died. And he took one last breath before that, saying, "Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they're doing." And he said, "It is finished. It is accomplished." He did what God has prophesied. He was the living sacrifice for you and I to save us from our sin, so that the wrath of God would not be upon you, but it was upon his son Jesus. Jesus exchanged his righteousness for your unrighteousness, so that you may be made righteous in the name of Jesus, so that you may experience his love, his grace. There's no greater love than this, than one to lay their life down for another. And Jesus showed that greatest love for you and I. He fought for you to the very end, to death. But death cannot hold him down, because Jesus is the resurrection and the life. Jesus is the way, truth, and the life. And Jesus, he rose from the dead 3 days later, defeating sin and death, overcoming the grave. He's risen. He's alive. He's victorious. And when you live in Christ, you are victorious. He's a God of breakthrough, God of more than enough, God who's all-powerful. And he showed his power. Power over the grave. Power over sin. Power over your situation. And now, he ascended to heaven, not only giving you salvation, not only giving you the path, the way, the truth, which the truth set you free, but he also gave you the Holy Spirit, that same Spirit that rose him from the dead, that same Spirit that led him through the wilderness, through temptation, that same Spirit that ascended him on him as he was baptized in a form of a dove, that same Spirit that healed the lame, healed the blind, that same Spirit that drove the demons out of the demon possessed. That same Spirit in Jesus is now given to you as well, living in you when you accept it. When you accept the Holy Spirit, the Holy Ghost, to live in you. Amen. That same Spirit is in us. And we give thanks to God for fighting for us. We give thanks to God for giving that Spirit to us. And that Spirit is God Himself. God is living in you. And I believe that the presence of God is heaven. And one day we'll be in the presence of God. His glory, His power, and the presence and His glory and His power is inside you. And when you let that transform you, you'll see beautiful things happen in your life. You'll see how your relationships are transformed, how your habits are transformed, how your mind is transformed, how it's healed. And how he gives you a community, a fellowship that's so good. And how you are attracted to people who have Jesus in their hearts. And you see Jesus in other people as well. Just like you see Jesus in me. And that's why you are here. Because you want more Jesus. And that's why we have Jesus time each and every day. To glorify him. To walk in his ways. And so in this passage, Hezekiah and his people of Judah, they were vulnerable, yet they turned to the one true God. And they experienced God's divine protection, divine intervention, divine provision in times of vulnerability. because of Hezekiah, the king's choice, to depend on God. And I decided to depend on God when I was most vulnerable, when I was rock bottom, when I was completely lost, when I lost everything, lost my community, did not go to church, lost all my jobs, did not have finance. When I lost everything, I was dirt, rock bottom. God still gave something to me. That was hope. And He still fought for me. And He met me at that rock bottom. And He said, come back to me. My son, I love you. Come to me. And I will give you rest. If you're weary, if you're sick and tired of being sick and tired, come to me. And I will be your refuge. I will be your hiding place. I will give you energy. And I will give you the wisdom and direction to get out. I'm your Lord, your God. And I fight for you every step of the way. And you will be victorious. You will go one step at a time. Breakthrough after breakthrough. Milestone after milestone. In order to get to where I am right now. Jesus is the number one. Jesus is the God that we must turn to, that we must accept into our heart. His divine intervention is so good. It's a testimony, now a story of how God has come through in my life. And likewise, He will come through in your life, no matter what you're going through. When He comes through, your story becomes more and more, even more powerful. A story that can help so many people that are going through the exact same thing. Exact same thing. Your story is powerful. And in times of trials, it's so easy to rely on yourself. Rely on the world. Rely on the things that you're comfortable with. But we are so limited. And ultimately, we would let ourselves down. The things of the world would let ourselves down. And that's why we must depend on our one true God, who never lets us down. Depend on God, who comes through for us. So in times of trials, tribulations, challenges, rely on God and not on human strength and resources. Rely on God's strength, God's wisdom, God's power, God's glory, God's resources. And you will see beautiful things happen. Yet the story of Hezekiah reminds you that God's intervention transcends human capabilities. It is above human ways. His plans are higher than our plans. His thoughts are higher than our thoughts. His ways are higher than our ways. And that's why we say, not my will, but yours be done. Just like Jesus said. Not our own selfish desires and deceitful desires, but God's way instead. We must humble ourselves. We must submit to Him and say, may you increase and I decrease. May I be humbled. May your name be made known. And that's why we know that God is able. And while you may exhaust your own options, God remains limitless in His power, in His provision. And He's with you everywhere you go. He's with you in the field. And He's with you in the city. He's with you whatever situation you are in the mountains, in the valleys. He's with you at work, at school, at home. And He's with you. And so God comes through. He's always come through. People fall short. But God still comes through. Amen. Praise the Lord. That is so good. So we can see this message that Hezekiah delivered to God. Isaiah was able to respond and speak against King Sennacherib. And that the Assyrian king would flee from Jerusalem. As he did, he fled. And he would be mocked by people. and his own sons would destroy him. Even though the Assyrian king was threatening King Hezekiah, he was taking great pride in himself by bragging that he can conquer all mountains, all nations, the tallest trees and leaders. He was bragging how he was above all gods. And he was bragging how he was going to take Jerusalem and destroy Hezekiah as well. But God came through. And by God's intervention, Hezekiah was the winner. The kingdom of Judah was the winner. The devil was the loser. The enemy ran away. They fled. The enemy was the loser. And likewise, when you walk in Jesus, you are a winner. You're a winner. Type, I'm a winner. I know I'm a winner. Because I have Jesus in my heart. Because Jesus does not fail us. Instead, he helps us through our life to have victory. And when you walk in Jesus, each and every day, you walk from Jesus to Jesus, victory to victory. I love saying that. Strength to strength, glory to glory, life to life. You walk in his grace, in his mercy, in his love. You're a winner. You know in the end, for eternity, you're going to be in his presence, in the winning side. You are a winner. We know the enemy was defeated, subdued like animal. He lost 185,000 of his troops because he stood up and blasphemed against the one true God. Because he raged and was arrogant against the Lord. And that's why he suffered the Lord's judgment. The Lord's judgment is coming upon those who are prideful. The Lord's judgment is coming upon those who do not accept Jesus as their Lord and Savior and reject him. The Lord's judgment is coming upon those who are proud because he resists the proud and he humbles them. And turning to Hezekiah, Isaiah gave the king assurance of God's wonderful provision that he would recover from the invasion after 2 years. The invasion of the fortified cities of Judah would be taken back because of the Assyrians. They took over those cities. They stole from Judah. They took the promised land that was promised to the Israelites, away from them. But God, he restored them. And the people, the remnants, they would be able to sow and reap in the third year. And know this is a wonderful promise that is broken down year by year. In the first year, the year of invasion, the people had not been able to plant their crops. But there would be enough food growing in the fields naturally to feed the population that survived. And during the second year, there would still be enough food growing naturally from what spilled upon the ground to feed the people. And in the third year, the people would be able to cultivate the land and reap the harvest. And we can see how year after year after year, God is faithful. And God provides supernaturally for his people. God is your provider. He's Jehovah Jireh, your provider, my provider. And we don't have to be worried about not having enough. Because when you walk in the ways of God, faithfully, obediently, then he will give you what you need. And he will feed you. And you will survive. Because he is the God who provides. And he is your God who never lets you down. He's a God who promises you good things. Yet the wonderful assurance of food is not all that God is promising. Judah would also be left with a remnant survivors who would experience a miraculous growth of population, exponential, supernatural growth in population. That is what God does. His supernatural, divine intervention is so wonderful. And we can see how God assures us that He wants you to grow. He said, be fruitful and multiply. He said, I will protect you. I will love you. I will care for you. I'll give you everything that you need. So this miraculous growth of population, think about it. It's almost like an analogy of your body, your mind, your soul. Don't you want an exponential, supernatural growth in your own life? I believe in that supernatural growth. I believe in that supernatural power of God. Likewise, just like this population can grow, you can grow. You can grow in your mind, in your wisdom, in your understanding, in your knowledge, in your discernment. You can grow in your relationship with the Heavenly Father. You can grow in relationship in your family, in your relationship with other people. You can see the supernatural growth all around, even in your career, even in your finances. You can see it. And that is our God, who is able to do abundantly, exceedingly, abundantly above what you can imagine, what you can think of, what you can ask for. This is our God, who is all-powerful, all-knowing, and He is able to give you everything that you need. Amen. In His zeal, the Lord of hosts would fulfill His promise. And note how this references to the remnant being left over, referring to the day of the Messiah. And in closing, Isaiah shared a clear, unmistakable assurance of God. The Assyrian king would not conquer Jerusalem. The Assyrian king would not enter the city. He would not even touch it. He would not attack it. He would not shoot an arrow. He would not lay siege ramp against Jerusalem. Just think about it. Think about you as a city. You are the city of Jerusalem. How the enemy is going to try to attack. Is going to try to shoot an arrow. It's going to try to invade your life. But when you have Jesus in your life, there is no way for the devil to attack. There is no way for him to shoot an arrow at you. There is no way he can lay a siege against you. Because you are rooted upon His firm foundation and you are growing in Him every day. The enemy would not return to Jerusalem, but instead return to his own land. And he would return by the quickest route he knew. That means he flees from you. The enemy will flee from you. Where does the enemy deserve to be? Where does the devil and the demon deserve to be? God has created hell for them. They deserve it. Because they have rebelled against God, the one true God. And they have tried to elevate above God. But no one is above our Lord, our God, because He's all-powerful. Lucifer is not all-powerful. Lucifer, the morning star, he's not all-knowing. He's not all-present. No, only God is. And He is not above you when you have Jesus in your heart. He tries to captivate people's hearts. He tries to trap them. He tries to lead them far away from God. But it doesn't have to be the same for you. Because you hear the word of God. And you hear the truth about Jesus. How He's above and defeated the devil once and for all. And He overcame the world. And so you don't have to be trapped. You don't have to be locked down by your situation. You can overcome in the name of Jesus. And you know, in the end, you are on the winning team. You are on King Team Jesus. And you say yes to Jesus forever because of how good, how great he is. The Assyrian king, the enemy, would definitely not enter into the city of Jerusalem. And know the reason why. The city would be defended by God himself, defended for God's own honor and for the sake of David. God is your defender. He says, put on the whole armor of God. Put on the full armor of God. He gave you the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the belt of truth, the shoe of readiness, the sword of the word of the Spirit. He's given you everything that you need in order to withstand the attacks of the devil. But you gotta put on the full armor of God. That way, the enemy will not be able to attack you. The enemy will flee from you. The enemy will not be able to enter into you. Because God will defend you. And if God is for you, who can be against you? He fights for you. He loves you. He cares for you. You gotta know, a lot of people need to know this today. A lot of people need to be assured that God is with us. And that's why we repeat this message over and over and over again. Because they need to be assured. You need to be assured that you are not alone. That you have a God who loves you, who cares for you, who fights for you, who sets you free from the bondage of the world, of yourself, your selfish desires. And that very night, the judgment of God against Assyria and King Sennacherib fell, and the prophecy of Isaiah came true, and the promise of God was fulfilled. And sometime during that night, the angel of the Lord went into the enemy's camp and executed 185,000 soldiers. Utterly shocked and not understanding what happened, the Assyrian survivors broke camp. They left. They fled. They withdrew. Do you think they packed up and left? There's too many things. 200,000 soldiers that were there or more. And they returned to Nineveh, their capital city of Assyria. And note, the Assyrian army remained in Nineveh and lived there. And sometime after returning, King Sennacherib was assassinated while worshipping in the temple of his false god, Nisroch. And he was killed by his two sons. And right after his death, he was succeeded by another son, Esarhaddon. We know this is powerful. God coming through every step of the way. God is real. God is true. He's faithful yesterday, faithful today, and faithful forevermore. And that's why we know we have a good God that we serve. We know that God never lets us down. We know we are on the winning side. Because we can depend on Him every step of the way. Amen. I'm going to get another drink of water. But we praise God. So type, God is good. And type, I'm a winner. I love it. God is deliverer. God is good. God is the one that sets us free and delivers us from the darkness into His marvelous light. And I love the term marvelous light because He is the light, the ultimate light, the source of the light. And you too are the light of the world. So then you too will be doing so many great things here. And light is so powerful. When you turn on the light, does darkness linger? Does darkness stay? No. Darkness flees from light. Light is that powerful. Light is that wonderful. And you are the light of the world. And when you hold the light, and say, Jesus, the devil, the enemy, flees from you. So what is there to learn from here? Deliverance. Deliverance is one of the great promises of God. When you call upon God for deliverance, one or two things happen. God either miraculously delivers you, or He gives you the power to walk through the shadows, the valley of death, the obstacle, the challenges that is standing in your way. And even in facing the obstacle of death, power is available to you, believers of Jesus Christ. Quicker than the eye can blink, the power of God transfers the believers from this physical earth to the spiritual world, into heaven. And death is conquered, it triumphed over, and you as believers lives forever in God's presence. He delivers you from death. Death is not the end. Death is the beginning of eternal life in Christ for us as believers. And so we are victorious. We are winners. That is the end goal, the promised land, where there's no more sorrow, no more pain, no more sickness. I need to change that script up. I need to think of more things. There's no more corruption, no more destruction, no more ruin. Where there's ultimate peace, ultimate joy, ultimate love, ultimate glory of God. That is heaven, where you can be in fellowship with other believers, worshiping one true God together. And that's why we have prayer and worship nights. This coming Friday, we have prayer and worship. And so, we're going to ask God to come through in each one of your life so that you can find fellowship and worship with each other. It's so good here to receive the Word of God because God's Word is alive and powerful and authoritative. And it's sweet like honey, rich like gold and silver. It is game changer. Amen. And so no matter what confronts you, disease, accident, financial difficulties, divorce, or any other trial or hardship, God promises to deliver you. And if you will turn to the Lord for deliverance and cry out to Him in prayer, and genuinely trust in Him and walk in Him all the days of your life, He will deliver you. He will give you the power to overcome the obstacle or to walk through it victoriously. Just like David defeated his giant Goliath, just like Daniel was able to survive the lion's den, just like Moses was able to part the Red Sea and escape from the Egyptians. Just like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego was able to survive the burning furnace, which burned hot as they were in the burning hot fire, because God was with them in the fire. He was the fourth man in the fire. This is the Lord our God, who is with you in the fire, with you in the storm, with you in times when things are so daunting, things are so hard. He's with you to the very end. So the Word of God speaks for itself. Let us listen to the promises, wonderful promises of God's deliverance. We let the Word of God speak for itself. Romans chapter 8, verse 35 to 39 says, who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulations, distress, persecution, famine, nakedness, peril, sword? Nay, no way. In all these things, we are more than conquerors through Him that loves us. For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor heights or depths, nor any creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ our Lord Jesus Christ. You hear that? Nothing can separate you from God Almighty. Nothing can take him away from you. No principalities, no demons, no devil, no people, no heights, no depths, no present, no death, no life, no angels can take him away. He is yours. He is your Savior. He's your Lord. Nothing can separate you from him. No famine, no situation can take Jesus away. Isn't that great? That Jesus is yours forever, and you are his forever. And that's why we say Jesus forever. And that's why we love Jesus time, because of how great he is. Nothing can be taken away. No one can take him away from us, because he is our Lord, our Savior. Amen. That is so powerful. Ephesians chapter 3, verse 20 says, "Now unto him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that you can ask, imagine, think of, according to the power that works in you." Amen. 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 13. "And there has been no temptation that taken you, such as common to man. But God is faithful, who will not let you suffer or be tempted above which you are able, but will with the temptation also make a way for escape." He will make a way for you to escape, that you will be able to bear it, that you may be able to overcome it. Yes, you can do all things through Christ who strengthens him. Amen. Praise the Lord. We let the word of God speak. Word of God speaks, so powerful. 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 8 to 10. "For we do not want you to be unaware, brethren, sisters, our afflictions which came to us in Asia, that we were burdened excessively beyond our strength, so that we were despaired even of life. Indeed, we have the sentence of death within ourselves, so that we would not trust in ourselves, but in God who raises the dead. We trust in God who raises the dead, who delivers us from so great a peril of death, who will deliver us, he on whom we set our hope, and he will deliver us." Amen. God raises the dead, and God delivers us from the death. He's the deliverer, he's Savior, he's Messiah, and he will be the one that sets you free from the bondage of sin and hell. When you trust in him, he will deliver you. God is good. So that, someone's saying, repeat the verse, brother. Wow. I'm going to 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 8 to 10. "For we were not, brethren, have you ignorant of our trouble that we came to us, that came to us in Asia, that we were pressed out of measure, above strength, in so much that we despaired even of life. But we have the sentence of death in ourselves, that we should not trust ourselves, but in God that raised the dead, who delivers us from such great death. He delivers us. He is the deliverer, in whom we trust that he shall deliver us." Amen. Brother Jake, praise the Lord. 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 18. "And the Lord shall deliver me from every evil work, and will preserve me unto his heavenly kingdom. And to him be the glory forever and ever. Amen." Glory to God. 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 13. 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 13. "No temptation has overtaken you, but such is common to man. And God is faithful." He is faithful to the very end. "Faithful yesterday, today, and forevermore. and he will not allow you to be tempted beyond what you are able, but with the temptation will provide the way of escape also, so that you will be able to endure it. You will be able to persevere, so that you will be able to overcome. Amen. Hebrews chapter 2, verse 14 to 15. It says, "Therefore, then as children are partakers of flesh and blood, he himself likewise partake the same, that through death he might destroy him that had power of death, and that the devil delivered them through fear of death were lifetime subjects to bondage." I'm going to read a different version. "Therefore, since the children shared the flesh and blood, he himself likewise, who partook the same, and through death he might render powerless him who hath the power of death, that is the devil." That makes sense now. Sometimes New King James Version can be difficult to read and understand. But Jesus hath the power. He partake of the same life that we lived in flesh and blood, but he lived a perfect life, and he rendered powerless of him who hath the power of death, the devil. So devil used to have the power of death. Everyone who died was separated from God, except for those who have faith in him. Well, now Jesus took the power, the keys from the devil, the power of death, rendered the devil powerless, because Jesus is the winner. Jesus is bigger, victorious, and Jesus is the one that we trust in. Amen. He's Lord over all. And so now we are delivered. Delivered and freed from the fear of death, and freed from being slave and bondage to the world. Glory to God. 2 Peter chapter 3. 2 Peter chapter 2, verse 9. "And the Lord knows how to deliver the godly out of temptation, to reserve the unjust unto the day of judgment, to be punished." He knows how to deliver you. God knows. And if he knows how to do it, why won't you rely on his plans, his thoughts, his wisdom, his power? If he knows it, we must turn to him and must let him operate within our life. We must humble ourselves and submit to his ways. Lean not on your own understanding, but on God's understanding, and submit to all his ways, and he will make your path straight. Amen. More scripture, 1 John chapter 5, verse 4 to 5. "For whatsoever is born of God overcomes the world. And this is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith. He who overcomes the world is he who believes in Jesus Christ, our Lord, our Savior, the Son of God." God overcomes the world. He overcomes your situation. He overcomes, and he overcame the devil already. He is victorious. And that's why he is the God who delivers. He's the God we turn to. He's the God that we share with other people, because he saved us from the bondage of hell, the bondage of the world. He overcomed it. He overcame. Amen. Job chapter 5, verse 19 says, "From the six troubles he will deliver you. Even the seventh evil will not touch you." Psalm chapter 44, verse 5 says, "We will push back our adversaries. Through you, we will push back our adversaries. And through your name, we will trample down those who rise up against us." You do have adversaries in your life. You do have troubles in your life. But you will push down your enemies, push through your adversaries, and through the name of Jesus, you will rise against your enemies, and you will come out victorious because the name of Jesus is victory. He is above all names. And one day, he will return, and every knee will bow, and every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord and Savior. Isaiah chapter 46, verse 4. Even to your old age, I will be the same. And even to your gray hairs, I will carry you. I have made and I will bear, even I will carry and I will deliver you. Jeremiah chapter 1, verse 8 says, do not be afraid of them, for I am with you to deliver you, declares the Lord. God is the God who delivers. Do you believe in deliverance? Deliverance from your situation? Deliverance from hell? Deliverance from destruction, corruption, ruin? If you sow into your flesh, into your own desires, then you will reap corruption and eternal corruption. But if you sow into the Spirit, into God, into your relationship with Him, then you will reap eternal life. This is the good news of our Lord, our Savior, our God. And Daniel chapter 6, verse 27 says, and He delivers and rescues and performs signs and wonders in heavens and on earth, who has also delivered Daniel from the power of the lions. It is Christ Jesus Himself that we follow, that we obey. He's the one that fights for us. Amen. I'm going to read through some comments, but let me pray for us. Heavenly Father, we thank You for Your wonderful promise of deliverance. We thank You for saving us from our sin, saving us from death, saving us from our fears. Thank You for giving us the ability to trust in You, to have faith in You, to live a life of victory, to live a life of breakthrough, to live a life of peace and joy in the Lord. Thank You, Lord. And Father God, we turn to You. We repent of all of our sins, and we thank You for forgiving us. And Father God, we commit to You, and recommit to You each and every day, and say, You are our Lord, our Savior. And we do not want to walk any ways out. We want to walk in Your ways, in Your promise, in Your blessings. We want to walk, even when things get tough, we turn to You, Jesus, first, so that You may do Your good works through me, through us. And Father God, we cannot live this life without You. And we depend on You in all that we do, all that we say, all that we think, all that we are. Transform us, Lord. Because we see economics falling. We see war happening. We see corruption all around us. But Lord, we know that You're still in control. So we submit our lives completely to You, to reading Your word every day, to be diligent in a relationship with You, in prayer, to building fellowship and community in Christ. Lord God, You're so good. And we love You so much because You loved us first. In Jesus' most holy name, amen. Amen. Everyone, throw a fire emoji if this is helpful. And thank you guys for the follow, for the like, for the subscribe. Thank you guys for being part of this story, being part of this daily Jesus time. Thank you for being great sport. Amen. Praise the Lord. God is so good. And I see you guys. And I see God working in your life. And we love that God is with us in this community. And I still have four questions I'm going to answer so that I can share with you guys my own thoughts, my own reflections. But we first start with the Word of God. Amen. So we praise God that whether you're new or it's your first time in a long time, welcome. Welcome to Daily Jesus Time with Pastor Josh Pan. If you want to see some replays, it is found online on YouTube, found under Pastor Josh Pan under the live or podcast. I'm also on Spotify, also on different places. So God bless you all. I'm just looking through your names and praying for you guys. Praise the Lord. Pug, Ron, Julie, Victoria, Chocolate. Amen. God is good. Kay, Ron, Kimberly, Onetta. Yes. Praise the Lord for you guys. Hello. Yeah. Yavani, Sandra. Praise the Lord. Thank you for the follow. I know. It's been great. I do have a staff meeting at 9:30 with my church, in my church. It's good. God is great. He loves each one of you guys. And Jesus, He's your number one. He's your Savior. I remember you, Cain's shadow. Glory to God. Praise the Lord. He's great. Yeah, we're on fire. Jesus is the winner. Jesus is the way. He's the truth, the life. No one comes to the Father except through Him. I'm a winner. Glory to God. You are a winner. Testimony. I did share my testimony earlier. How I was in just brokenness, despair, lost, disappointed. But God still came through for me. Set me free 10 years ago. And now I'm here by the grace of God. Amen. The only way to heaven is through Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. God bless you. Amen. I'm so glad to appreciate all of you guys. Landon, Sandra, peace and love. Gary says, Pastor Josh, spreading the word of God. Praise the Lord. Amen. Blessed holy fire. God is good. He's so good. I know I'm here to instill confidence in you, to build you up, to point you in the right direction, to have community. God is the best. He's so good, Samuel, Natalie, Elizabeth. Amen. Princess, learning about Jesus, to be with Him, thinking about Jesus all the time, waking up because of Jesus. And that's why we have Jesus time. Amen. Hello, Sal. Hello, Robin. God bless you. It's okay. You don't have to change your name. God is great. Tag Shish. Shich. Mahari. Valda. Welcome. Princess says, I'm 9 years old and I know a lot about Jesus. When I did not know Him, someone said to me, do you believe in God? Then I wanted to hear more. And I was 6 years old. Praise the Lord. Stay strong in the Lord. One, whether you're 8 years old, 9 years old, elementary, in middle school, high school, praise the Lord. God is good. The Lord our God. Amen. And you're pretty good at typing. So glory to God. I'm so glad you're able to just be a part of this story. I love it. Renato, hello. Hello, Miss Cameron. Says, hello, Pastor Japan. Sending blessings all the way from Africa. South Africa. Praise the Lord. Someone asks, How do you break out of the cycle of sin? I keep repeating it over and over again. Well, you gotta confess it, and you gotta surround yourself with the right people, and you gotta just work hard, be committed to God, and say, no, no more, no more. And you have to delete whatever is causing you to sin. You have to disassociate it with it. You have to throw it away into the trash can. Whatever is causing you to sin. Grace. Amen. Jesus is the way. God is love. O sin. From Nampa, Idaho. Jennifer. Amen. Jeremiah. Very cool. I love God. Praise God. Sammy. Hello there. Tappy. Amen. God is good. He is so good. He is Lord. Lord over all. And He will give you, bless you with discernment. And if you desire for this supernatural growth in your life, then you got to improve 1% better. You got to grow closer to Him. You got to get 1% better every day. 1% closer to God every day by reading the Word of God, by walking in His ways, by trusting in Him, by building your life upon His firm foundation. And that 1% will become an exponential growth. It's 1% every day. And then you'll see that supernatural growth. You have to pray to God every day. You got to walk in His ways. You got to be faithful, committed, even when you don't feel like it. You don't want to be stagnant. You don't want to be digressing. You want to continue walking in His ways, allowing Him to bless you, protect you, give you wisdom, understanding, knowledge, healing. This is what God does. Amen. All right, it's been 1 hour 30 minutes, guys. I'm tired. I'm sleepy. I gotta rest. But let's go to the 4 questions. How has God demonstrated His faithfulness in your life recently? Wow, the past month in itself, we had the youth retreat, which was phenomenal. I had 3 counselors and 11 youth, and we had 200 people show up at the youth retreat. Absolutely wonderful. And then the past month, we started a young adult group. And then a college student. It's phenomenal how God can work in their life and bless them and bless me as well. As I lead them, as I teach them, as I walk with them, as I faithfully come through to be with them. And then God also allowed the channel for TikTok to have now 50 people here on TikTok. All glory to God. For 1 whole year, it's been 5 people, 2 people, 10 people, and less. And I would be talking to the dry bones. I would be talking to the air, but it's okay. I was faithful to the very end. And so now you guys are here. Praise the Lord that you're here. And for right now on YouTube, we have 50 people. And also, I'm talking to very little people too. Started with 0 people, 2 people. But then slowly, God built the community. And that is God's faithfulness. When you're committed to Him, doing daily devotional with Him, having Jesus time, then you will see beautiful things happen in your life. Amen. Praise the Lord. Number 2, how does this encourage you and give your hope and peace for the future? You know, the best is yet to come. Greater things are yet to come. I give praise to God because He has great promises, great things for each and every one of you guys. And so as you continue growing with me, growing together, then God is able to strengthen your faith. God is able to point you towards the right direction. God is able to be your Lord, your Savior, and able to lead you towards the right direction. Amen. Hello, Missy Molly. Glory to God. Amen. And all things are possible through Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen. He's faithful. and faithful to serve and save you. Amen, Tara. Yeah. MMA family, thank you for the follow. So, hope in the Lord is the best. Peace for the future is so good. Amen. Glory to God. You're here all the time to learn about Jesus. That is so good. Well, I don't think you should stay with the abuser. God did not say to stay with the abuser. God is saying, what's wise? What is there to... You have to discern what is true. You have to go into a church community where you're loved, where you're cared for, where people can guide you and get you out of your situation. You have to have Jesus set you free. How long have you been a pastor? I've been a pastor for 3 years. For 3 years in my church. All glory to God. And my church is in Fremont, California. In the Bay Area. And it's called Tree of Life. Lord's Harvest Church. Tree of Life Christian Church. Amen. El Dorado. Number 3. How often do you trust God during challenging times? Well, I trust God all the time. I know He is victorious. Even in times when other people are going through tough times, I know that God can work in them, through them, and in their life, and transform them. That's why I speak confidence in each one of you guys. That God never fails. He's all-powerful, all-knowing. And that's why we turn to Him. And that's why we call upon Him. Number 4. In what areas of your life do you need to deepen your reliance on His provision? Well, you see, the past week I've been able to rely on God more in my relationship with my wife by doing more daily devotional times with her. And it really helped us bond even better. All glory to God. And yeah, Tara says, God is even working when you don't hear it. When you don't feel it, when you don't see it, God is still working. He's working in the background. And that's completely right. Amen. Praise God. And God, He's the winner. So join Team Jesus. Follow, subscribe for more as we have this daily Jesus time every day. And then we have it on podcast as well. And so, a letter to God. Dear God, today I commit to you all my plans, all my ways, all my thoughts. Everything I do, I want to do it according to your word, according to your promises, according to your blessings, according to your will, according to what you have commanded us. Lord God, let us not walk in our own ways, but in your ways only, knowing that your ways are high and far better than mine. And my future is safe in your hand. We love you because you never let us down. Lord God, in Jesus' name, bless everyone here under the sound of my voice. Give them wisdom, understanding, knowledge, discernment. Bring healing into their life and the life of people around them. Bring provision and protection upon their life each and every day. May they be able to tune in to the word of God each and every day. Whether it's here or through the Bible, or through the daily devotion somewhere. But Lord, let this be a time when they confess their sins and also build their life upon you. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Glory to God, He is so good. I'm so good. So glad you guys are here. I'm going to go take a rest. And you guys continue building your life upon the firm foundation of God. And since we're sitting here, you guys get to see me do some pull-ups. Some pull-ups. Because God is good. Because I want you guys to stay strong in the Lord. Now, I haven't done pull-ups for a long time. It's been a while. I can only do 2. But maybe you guys can cheer for me and count how many pull-ups I can do.
Yeah, last time I was here, I was doing 16, but I don't know. I don't have much left anymore. All right, I just did it. Now I just did 10. I'm so tired. Do 10 for the Lord. Okay, or 11. Dear Lord, thank you so much. Well, ladies and gentlemen, stay strong for the Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. Have a good, blessed day. See you next time. Panda out. For now, all glory to God.